From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. It was the second day of the Russia-ordered brief humanitarian pause in rebel-held Damascus suburbs, but no civilians used the corridor manned by Syrian and Russian forces to leave the enclave. Government forces, meanwhile, tried to push their way into the area, setting off ground battles. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed a big group was able to leave, but a second group couldn't because the militants did not give them the opportunity to do so. Russia has ordered the five-hour daily humanitarian pause to allow civilians to exit the region that began on Tuesday, but no humanitarian aid has gone in and no civilians have left. Residents say that they do not trust the truce. Four UN peacekeepers were killed and four others seriously wounded on Wednesday when the vehicle they were in hit a mine in central Mali, the West African nation's UN mission reported. The troops were driving on a road linking two cities in the Mopti region, where six Malian soldiers were killed in a similar accident a day earlier. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has pled not guilty to a new set of charges that were filed against him last week by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller has been probing Russian interference in the U.S. 2016 presidential election. The new charges allege that Manafort, with former business partner and Trump campaign aide Rick Gates's help, laundered more than $30 million through hidden offshore accounts and used his hidden overseas wealth to enjoy a lavish lifestyle in the U.S. without paying taxes on that income. A trial date has been set for September 17th. This is VOA News. The United Nations has set up a 24-hour helpline to fight sexual harassment among its staff in the workplace as part of its zero-tolerance policy regarding sexual exploitation and abuse. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The so-called Speak Up Hotline is part of the UN Secretary General's wider initiative to fight sexual harassment and to support victims and witnesses. The UNHCR and other UN aid agencies say their partners must adhere to a strict code of conduct which covers sexual exploitation and abuse. They say any UN personnel found to be in breach of the code would be subject to disciplinary measures, including dismissal from service. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American evangelist Billy Graham lies in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda after dying last week at the age of 99. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reflected on Graham's impact.
His warmth and graciousness lit up living rooms and touched hundreds of millions of hearts. And this Scotch-Irish son of dairy farmers became a trusted friend and counselor to American presidents and powerful leaders around the globe.
The man known as America's pastor is getting the rare honor last given to a civil rights icon, Rosa Parks, upon her death in 2005. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte sought to dispel concerns he will cling to power and become a dictator on Wednesday. Some critics believe the move to change the Constitution would provide the means for Duterte to hold on to power beyond 2022. Melor Sega explains.
Duterte said he wants to achieve his goal of introducing federalism so that he can finish his term early. The former city mayor has long advocated federalism to tackle the wealth gap, empower regional governments, and recognize the country's diverse makeup. Experts believe Duterte may succeed in changing the charter because of his public popularity and the supermajority he holds in Congress. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The European and U.S. officials are planning to meet in Berlin in March for talks on Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. U.S. President Donald Trump has long railed against the deal for reasons including its limited duration and the fact that it does not cover Iran's ballistic missile program. The 27 remaining nations of the European Union will start working on how they will see their future ties with Britain next week, officials and diplomats said, as they are piling on pressure on London over the slow pace of the Brexit negotiations. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.